tonight is the 18th of, I'm sorry, 17th of January, 2018. And I apologize for the delay in this devotional. The place that we're staying in Atlanta, Texas, the motel's internet is terrible. And so it's been off and on and off and on. And so I'm going to go ahead and record this, and then we'll probably get it on sermon audio when we get back. Just to give you all an update, we've been down in Texas. We, like the birds, went south. It's just too cold up there in Pineville. It was 2 degrees below, 2 degrees above. Wind chill was like 3 degrees below zero. And it's been much warmer down here in Texas. So we've visited several of the towns in Texas. We've been to Atlanta, Texas, Jefferson, Texas, Marshall, Texas. I don't remember all the places we went. Marshall's a pretty good sized little town. And we went to a couple other places, like I say. And it's really interesting because every one of these towns, most of them are, 2,000, 5,000, all of them are under 10,000 except for Marshall. But every one of these little towns is full of churches. Rosette just handed me a list. We went to Queen City. They have a population of 1,400. They have a Bible Deliverance Church, a First Baptist Church, United Pentecostal Church. Atlanta, they have about 5,600 population, and they have all kinds of churches. Bloomberg, 404 people. They have a large First Baptist Church. And Linden, I'm not sure what their population was. Jefferson, population of 2,100. Marshall had 24,000. That was the largest one. And then Carthage, 6,700 people. Real upscale area, older town. A lot of churches, Word of Life churches. But one of the things we noticed about this area is it's full of Free Will Baptist churches. And they make it very clear they're Free Will, because on the signs they say Free Will Baptist, Free Will Baptist. Okay? A lot of Assembly of God churches. One of the signs on the Assembly of God church says, "Do your best, let God do the rest." That's a nutshell what Arminianism is, isn't it? And there was a River Crossing Cowboy Church, New Life Baptist Church, and then, of course, there are some fundamental independent Baptist churches, Palestine Baptist, Mount Zion Baptist, Bethlehem Baptist, church called The Gathering, whatever that is, and then there was one called The New Colony. Okay, I don't know what that was all about. Beulah Land Baptist Church. But one of the things that I guess this is really what I'm getting at is that you have all these churches, and most of them openly admit that they believe in the free will of man. Mm-hmm. They believe that man has a free will to let Jesus into his heart or reject Jesus. It's up to man. You know, it's like that old saying, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. That's basically the free will doctrine. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. But we know that Scripture teaches something totally different than that. The Scripture teaches that Jesus Christ says it's up to Him. And His Father, He said, all that the Father has given me will come to me. In other words, what He said is, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, not up to you. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. Author, God. Okay. And we talk about this a lot. Scripture talks about it, doesn't it? You know, it says that a man cannot come to me unless he's drawn. He says he works all things after the counsel of his own will. He said it's not of the will of the flesh, but the will of God. It says it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It says that he who he foreknew, he also did predestinate, and those he predestinated, he also called, and those he called, he also justified, and those he justified, he also glorified. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. It's Christ that died. Man didn't die for his own sins. And so this has really been just amazing as we travel through these different towns and we see how that they're just totally, totally infiltrated with this doctrine of free will. And it's a doctrine that's antithetical to the Bible. You know, that's why I wrote the book, The Lies of Free Will, because it's, you know, we've been in the last month, we've been in, you know, 7 different states. And every one of those states is full of these Arminian free will churches. You know, doesn't matter whether you're talking about Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, Washington State, Florida, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Missouri, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, California, Florida. Like I said, this United States has become the United States of free will, promoting the free will doctrine. There's very few left that are truly proclaiming the true gospel. And so we need to proclaim the truth of God's word. That's what I'm doing right now. You know, as many as ordained to eternal life believed. You know, this is the work of God that you believe on Him. You know, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. This is something that really causes the flesh of man to rise up and to say, who does God think He is anyway? To create some creature that has no power over their own destiny. Who does he think he is? Well, I'll tell you who he thinks he is.
He thinks he's God. He says, I am God and there's none beside me. That's what he says. Hath not the potter power over the clay, but one vessel to make one vessel unto honor and one unto dishonor? That's what he said. He said the children not being yet born, not having done any good or evil. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Where is the free will in that, folks? Is my question. So this gives us pause to contemplate, doesn't it? About the whole, most of the United States has endorsed this doctrine that was ushered in by, you know, the Jews. You know, this is a, the origins took place in, from some Jews that were Jesuit Jews, okay? And they bragged about how they were going to use Arminianism as a tool to bring down Christianity. But one thing we want to remember is God is a sovereign over all of that, and he is the one that ordained that they do this. This is the way he has of separating out those who are his and those who are not. And so when we think on these things, we go back to the greatest psalm that proclaims, and I know a lot of people don't agree with me on this, but that's okay. But the greatest psalm that proclaims election and predestination, as far as I'm concerned, is the 23rd psalm. Okay? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Yeah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Thou anointest my head with oil. You know. And then the best part is the vital perseverance of the saints part. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we have all aspects of the doctrines of grace found in the 23rd Psalm. May the good Lord be with you this day. And let's continue to proclaim the truth of sovereign grace.